Unit 12. Listening 2. CAE Part 4. Multiple Matching. Speaker 1.
So there I was, the rich tourist in a developing country. Of course you get people begging at home, but there it was on every street corner. The poverty is so evident, so widespread. And I couldn't help feeling, as a wealthy Westerner, that I was in some way to blame. So I decided to do something to help, despite the attempts of my friend and travelling companion to persuade me otherwise. Every day we were there, I put aside a certain amount of money to give to beggars. My friend told me I was being overgenerous, but when I got back home, I couldn't help thinking I should have given more.
Speaker 2.
A mate of mine often complained about all the suffering in the world, but he never did anything about it. He said it was difficult for individuals to change things. Well, I just couldn't accept that. I took it as a kind of challenge and applied for voluntary work overseas in a school for street children. I thought at first they might not accept me because of my age and inexperience, but I needn't have worried. I didn't need to have any special skills or anything. In fact, that was part of the trouble. Most people were as green as me, so there was no real organisation to talk of. Plus, I felt the government there could have done a lot more to help. A shame, really, because I was so enthusiastic when I went out there.
Speaker 3.
I did a concert last year to raise money for an international relief organisation. My manager said it'd be good for my image, you know, to be seen to be caring about other people's suffering and so on. I'd love to be able to say that I did it because I admired the work they were doing and I was concerned about the issues they were fighting for, but that was more of an afterthought, really. I'm embarrassed to admit that my first instinct was to consider what was in it for me, what I stood to gain from it all. Sure, I did the concert for free and helped to raise lots of money for charity, but it's not something I boast about. I'm not at all proud of myself.
Speaker 4.
I saw this photograph of activists in a small rubber dinghy moving up alongside one of those huge whaling boats. It was a striking image, and it made me think that if they can risk their lives in this way to stop the suffering of an animal, then I can surely risk some of my money to help them. The trouble was, though, I chose the wrong moment to be generous. I didn't realise just how little money there was in my account when I sent off the cheque. It left me with next to nothing, and I couldn't afford to go away on the weekend trip I'd planned with my friends. I wished afterwards that I hadn't been quite so willing to help out.
Speaker 5.
Back in the 60s, of course, women's rights still wasn't much of an issue. People just seemed to accept that we got paid a lot less than men, even though we had to do exactly the same work. Amazing, really. I mean, if I'd been a man, I'd have felt so guilty about it all. I wanted to help put that right, to challenge existing perceptions. So I got all the girls on the shop floor to go on a protest march through the town. There must have been about 500 of us altogether. We should have done it years before. They couldn't sack us, of course, there were too many of us. And when I realised that, it spurred me on. In fact, that's what made me go into politics, so I could continue the struggle.